Claude Lorraine, born Claude Gallet, was born in Chimène, a village within the Duchy of Lorraine, in 1604. He remained in France for only a brief period until he moved to Rome sometime between 1613 and 1623, where he stayed until his death. There, he became a highly prized landscape painter, and quite often used the church as a medium to express his talent. Lorraine was much more interested in the details hidden in the landscape rather than the details in the figures that stood on it, sometimes even hiring other artists to paint in the figures for him. One of his magnificent landscapes resides within the Spencer. Ideal, landscape with the draughtsman sketching ruins. I fell in love with this calm, reassuring piece as I observed it, as well as its more ominous imitation. The original seems to be pulling the viewer into a calm, relaxed scene of early evening, just slightly covered in what I thought was an early dusk light. This light drifted over the scene, over each calm and rolling hillock, showing you the view of paradise which he saw in the world. Down the worn path in the center, implying the past vestige the ruins once had, fluttering through the leaves, each one given its own story to tell. In the bright green foreground are two small figures, one sketching the only thing of importance in the scene, the ruins. Laying eternally upon a small green mound, it rests content, begging questions to be asked. What used to be here? Is it a famous place? Where are they, anyways? Regardless of the answers, this piece remains a masterpiece of art, and something which I would surely wish to own. Did someone else have the same desire? Did this desire drive them to create their own? Is that the reason for the imitation? The fraud? Why would someone dare to file such a wondrous work of art? It seems so dire, so dark. How could anyone be fooled? Did they not know how bothersome imitations could be for an artist? The imitation of ideal seems to attempt to command that same luring light with a slightly yellow glow over one of the hills within the background, but the rest of the scene is quickly overpowered by dark gray clouds, dark shadows cast everywhere, a mysterious mountain in the background, and a more desolate scene. How did the imitator get the mood so wrong? I feel as if something dark and evil is coming here. Where is the calmness here? There is no calm before the storm, only the dark, desolate scene. This has been Ian Hurdle with another Bulldog Podcast.